From the Southeast Asian capital city of the Philippines, Manila, over here on the other side of the world from the majority of you, I bid you good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the case may be, in whatever time zone you reside in. I'm Art Bell for George Norrie, who's got the week off. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is prediction night number two and the last one. After tonight, we take the predictions made, seal them up in the Bell family vault, and drag them out again next year to see how you did. Now, last night, I thought, was full of some pretty darn good predictions. Interesting predictions, as opposed to the previous year. I don't know, just sort of offbeat and interesting. Now, we do have rules. There's rules for everything in life, all right? Before I get to that, there is a new photograph up there. I don't know whether it's made it to the Coast website or not, but it is a picture of myself and Asia by a great big Christmas tree in an area, beautiful, beautiful area called Surendra, not very far away from us. So you might take a look at that when you have an opportunity. Not as cool as the close-up yesterday of Asia, but the two of us together anyway. Okay. The new year was celebrated a little more than 14 hours ago here, and the custom here in the Philippines is to go out at midnight, and it's fireworks, you know, like July 4th for us. I mean, it's fireworks. When I say fireworks, you know, we live in the middle of a very urban area here with a lot of very large buildings. And fireworks here, a number of people in the Philippines always die, and this New Year's, unfortunately, was no exception, and there are fires because everybody sets off big fireworks. And I'm telling you now that what it sounded like going outside last night at about 11 o'clock as we headed toward the local display was nothing short of what it sounded like a few days prior to the fall of Saigon. I mean, it sounded like a war zone out there. It was pretty impressive. Fireworks, big ones going off everywhere. I guess they're relatively inexpensive over here. You know, we're close to China, and by the way, about an hour's flight from Saigon. So I never heard of Ho Chi Minh City. It's Saigon. So it was really something. And I realized that right now, the new year is sweeping across North America, and I suppose it's a couple of hours away from the West Coast, so sweeping across the middle part of America right now. So what we're doing is a prediction show. It's your opportunity to be a psychic, or to be as psychic as you can. And you never know. You might bring up triple sevens and hit one right on the nose. All I ask is that you give me a true psychic prediction, not something dredged up from your political hopes, hates, wishes, nightmares, whatever. Don't do that. You know, don't do that, because I won't accept those, okay? That's a rule. Only one prediction per caller per day. This is day two. So if you called yesterday, you're not allowed to call back today. No predictions, this is very important, no predictions of political assassination. As I mentioned, every year that used to happen until I started making it a rule, and then the Secret Service would, you know, come knock on my door, and I would say, I have no idea who it is. This is a talk show. And they would say, well, we have to investigate anyway. And, of course, if somebody were to make a prediction like that here, then they would have to come to Manila to talk to me. And, you know, those guys in suits with the bulges, they probably would be intensely unhappy after a 15-hour flight to get over to this side of the world. And they really do their duty, believe me. So no predictions of political assassination. I'd have to zap it out anyway. Predictions only here on the air, which are numbered. No predictions by email. No predictions by fast blast. Nobody slipping a note under my door. Not that that can be done here, but none of that. It's got to be on the air, so everything's on the up and up. But if you hit it, boy, you get the credit. Now, this is going to be very important for tonight. It's open lines, and I realize that a substantial portion of the country is getting happy right now. So I have a little talkaholic meter here. And if you tip it too far when you call, you get disconnected. So that's the deal. Try and if you're going to party, just go ahead and party. If you're going to be sober and make a prediction, then call me. Anyway, that's kind of what we're going to try. And I'm just going to hope that it's going to work. It's open lines. I'm not going to screen you through somebody back in California. I'm going to just let the lines be the lines. Now, let me give you the numbers. I'm going to open the lines right now. Remember, let it ring until it's answered. The cool part of that is that you don't get charged for just ringing. So, you know, if you don't get through right away, just try again. Here are the numbers. West of the Rockies, 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers, and we love them. Area code 818-501-4721. The wild card lines, we have many of them. Area code 818-501-4109. And if you're outside the country, the United States, we have an international line for you. Gee, I could call it, you know. It's you get hold of the AT&T operator and tell her you want to call 1-800-893-0903. That's 1-800-893-0903. So in a moment, we'll come back and review some of the predictions made for last year and launch into the predictions for the year that is now racing across North America. Stay right there. Well, all right. Continuing to review some of the predictions made for 2009, I'll begin where I left off. Number 52, deflation worsens. Deflation worsens. That is going to be a ding, ding, ding. It certainly did during the year. 53, in February, they thought, and I'm going to give them a little latitude on this one, a meteor hits a small area. Well, we sure did have a meteor, didn't we? It was in all the news, so I'm going to ding that, giving it a little latitude on time. It happened during the year. 54, U.S. breaks into regional countries. In other words, U.S. breaks up. Well, didn't do that. Not yet, anyway. We'll call that a bonk. 55, Hoover Dam breaks due to an earthquake. Thank God that's a bonk. 56, the beginning of the end of the Mayan calendar. Beginning of the end of the Mayan calendar. Interesting, but a bonk. Number 57, armed rebellion in the United States. Yikes, bonk. 58, the economy gets worse, but the World Bank saves us. Well, that's kind of... I'm going to technically bonk it. The economy certainly got worse, but the World Bank certainly didn't save us, so I'm giving it a bonk. Number 59, Obama health care goes through. Well, it's not through yet, so I'm going to bonk it, but certainly it's moving like a freight train. Number 60, Disney, Disney buys Christmas. I don't pre-read these. Disney buys Christmas. Bonk, that's wrong. Number 61, Obama is not a savior. Well, now that's a... See, that's the kind of thing that I would have not allowed this time. I guess people realize Obama's not a savior. Well, some have not certainly realized that. Some not. I'm going to bonk it. Number 62, national disaster pushes us over the edge. That's a bonk. We're close to the edge, but not over. Number 63... new green gadgets. That's a ding, ding, ding. They're all over the place. Number 64, rising death toll in 2009. Now, we know the homicide rate was down, and I don't think the death toll is up. So I'm going to bonk that. I'm being tough here. Number 65, a new currency, North American Union. Nope, that didn't happen. Bonk. 66, an earthquake in Northeast Ohio. Now, I'm going to have to think about that one, and I will accept Anybody who would like to fast blast me on that, I'm vaguely something about Ohio, but it wasn't a major earthquake, certainly, so that's a bonk. Number 67, the New World Order is announced. We get that every year. Once again, last year it did not occur. Number 68, an outbreak of food poisoning due to some sort of genetic mistake. I think that's a bonk. I don't recall anything like that. Number 69, an Obama scandal. Well, you know, it depends on your political point of view, I suppose, but it's a bonk, really. Nothing big. Number 70, $1 trillion worth of train infrastructure. I wish that was true. Bonk. Number 71, a major earthquake at Yellowstone. That gets predicted every year. Next year is included, by the way. Number 72, that's a bonk. Number 72, a new member of the Bell family. Bonk, 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 bonk. Number 73, unity in the United States by removal of illegal immigrants. That's a bonk. Number 74, Ramsey case news. You know, before I ding or bonk that, on the illegal immigrant thing, if you've ever dealt with the USCIS, I probably shouldn't say this, but if you've ever dealt with the USCIS in any way, in terms of trying to become a legal immigrant, you will understand the absurdity of the whole process, because those who walk across the border or swim across the border or however they illegally enter the United States are eventually, inevitably, granted asylum and given what others have to work their buns off to get and probably end up not getting. In other words, legal immigrants. It's a very big sore point with me and a lot of other people. Immigration really, really, really needs reform. And that's not to say there aren't a lot of good people working it, but it's just such a big government bureaucracy like everything else that, frankly, walking across the border is a process that probably is easier than attempting to do anything legal. It's sad. That's how bad it is. That's really how bad it is. And I'm certainly not encouraging people to walk across the border, but I'm telling you, immigration needs reform. And I think even those who work in it know that. Number 74, Ramsey case news. I don't think there was anything too serious. Bonk. 75, new mechanical toys. Well, that's going to be a ding. Of course there are new mechanical toys. Ding, ding, ding. And 76, Obama tested soon. Well, sure. Ding, ding, ding. Every president gets tested very quickly. This president was no exception. All right. We're now going to proceed. You see, last year was fairly dismal, frankly, in terms of the success rate. Hopefully, this year will be better. We're going to begin with number 56, and I think we'll start right here on the first-time caller line. Top of the morning to you. You're on the air.
Art Bell, it's an honor to speak with you, sir.
And you as well. What is your first name, and where are you?
My name is Monty, and I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay. Turn your radio off, please.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. That's for everybody, by the way. The instant I answer, turn your radio off, or, you know, there's a delay.
You think by now I would know that.
One would think, but I know. I understand.
I'd like to wish you and all out in the Philippines a happy new year. We still have about, just over a half hour to go out here in Arizona, so we haven't hit it yet, but we're getting there. Anyway, my prediction is I think we're going to discover life elsewhere outside the planet next year. I think it's time. I think we're going to find life somewhere out there, and somewhere out there, hopefully.
All right, since you have said that, what do you think that life might be like?
That's a good question. You know, you think on the terms of more of a microbiology, kind of a small cell type of creature or critter. But I'm thinking it's going to be something more of an animal form. I don't know, maybe, I don't know if it'd be four legs, two legs, like human. But I don't know. With all the technology we have and everything out there and the research we have going on, and it seems like NASA still has a pretty good budget. They keep sending more stuff up there. And I think we're going to run into something. I think we're going to find something next year. That's my hope.
Do you think it will be friendly, or do you think it will be, let's see how to put this.
Looking angry or not wanting us there?
Or worse yet, hungry.
Hungry. I hope it's not that big. Yeah. I'd still like to stay on the top of the food chain, especially when it comes to something like that, that big. That would be a huge discovery, though.
It certainly would.
I'm hoping it would be friendly and accepting to the human race. But
I would sure like to see it in my lifetime.
I would, too. That would be huge. And I'm going to keep my fingers crossed because I love space and astronomy and all that. So it's one that I hope happens. And next year, I'm going to say it does.
Okay, buddy. It's recorded, number 56.
56. Thank you, sir. Art, it was a pleasure talking to you, and you have a great new year.
You too. Take care. Yes, that new year is rapidly approaching. And let's see. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning.
I thought this was the wild card line.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry. It is, of course.
I didn't want to take away the big shebang from any first-time callers. But, Art, it's it's good to talk to you. Happy New Year. This is your buddy Dan from Tampa, Florida. I think I've got a good prediction for you. It's gonna sound a little crazy, but hey, it's Coast to Coast AM. What do you expect?
That's exactly right.
Okay, here it is. I'm gonna predict for you that in California this year there's gonna be a tsunami. It's not gonna be anything catastrophic, but it's going to reveal a new species of underwater something or other reptiles, I think. Could be something along those lines.
That's pretty specific. So there'll be a wave, not a giant wave, but a wave, and in will come a new species.
Absolutely. They may even talk to us, Art. But I'm
that's
not,
a very cool.
In.
No, I like your prediction, and I'm curious how this came to you.
Well, I just got, I got thinking about it. I had to get in touch with my psychic self, and, this is what I came up with. I think it's a winner.
I'll tell you what, if something like that happened, if there was actually a small to medium tsunami and it washed ashore a new species, you would be triple sevens all the way, and we'd have to have you on the show for, I don't know, 4 hours and explore your mind.
Yeah, this is something I had to, I had to reach deep within myself to come up with this, so I don't know if I could do it again, I don't know if I could pull it off again, but I think it's a ding next year, Art.
Okay. Consider it recorded, and I hope it comes true.
All right. I hope so, too. You have a good New Year.
Right. Especially the part about the tsunami being relatively small. Okay, let's go west of the Rockies. Howdy, you're on the air.
Hello, Art, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Very same to you.
I have a prediction. I think that Bigfoot, there will be undeniable proof that there are Bigfoot or Big Feet, however you want to say, living in Arizona, California desert.
Right.
And I think that there's a real good possibility that Area 52 will be broken wide open by a young journalist.
52.
And the fact that they are maybe breeding these things underground out there will come to light.
It's Area 51, right?
Well, Area 51 is in Nevada. Area 52 is about 30 miles north of Wendon, Arizona, between Wendon, Arizona, and Alamo Lake. That's my prediction. That is an absolute psychic prediction.
You're airing classified information here.
Sorry about that.
Well, that's okay. I mean, there's slips here and there. So Area 52 is near you, and you think they're harboring Bigfoot.
Yeah, Bigfoot, Yeti, Sasquatch, whatever you want to call it. They're about 8 feet tall. They're dark-colored, hairy, very fast, real big.
And what is the military doing with them?
I'm not sure. Or is it, I think that they could possibly be weapons.
Is it so terrible we don't want to know?
Maybe they could be used as weapons.
Weapons?
Weapons?
Well, what else would the military do, of course?
Soldiers of the future?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yeah. If you were a soldier and you saw something like that coming at you. Just turn around.
Exactly.
And run, right? All right. All right. Thank you very, very much for the call. Your prediction is duly recorded as number 58. Can you imagine that? A helmet appears. You think the enemy, and you look again, and it's Bigfoot. Oh, my God. From Manila in the Philippines, I'm Art Bell. Coast to Coast AM continues in a moment. Here I am. A lot of people are saying they can't see the new photograph of myself and Asia. Well, it'll probably take the website a few minutes to grab the new picture from the place where I put it, which is how it works. And so that eventually, if you check back in the next hour or so, I would imagine it will show up. All right. We are doing predictions for the year 2010, now rapidly approaching the West Coast. And we'll do predictions throughout this show, then seal them up for the rest of the year. Remember, only one prediction per caller and no predictions of political assassinations and other rules that I won't bother going over again right now. It all continues in a moment. All right, here we go. Let's just sort of launch right into it. Let's go to the... It's hard. If I miss a line, it's because they're not labeled over here, so I'm sort of just judging. But I think this is the international line. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Calling from BC, Art.
Okay. Well, that's international.
I'm no Ed Dames by any means, not a member of that ilk, but I know he's tried to pin down the old kill shot from the sun several times, I believe.
You know, you got to say one thing about Ed, and that is he's always been consistent about the kill shot. He's always been consistent about the sun being a problem. I mean, for a decade, more than a decade. And then you get movies like 2012, and you get a number of other media events that sort of concentrate on the same possibility.
Sounds like you like the subject.
I mean, after all, that's what it was, a kill shot, right?
Yes. Well,
okay, anyway.
I don't really want to join the ranks of everybody predicting catastrophe. However, I feel that the sun is going to take center stage again at some point in the next year. It's going to make it very difficult to carry out wars and for the power elite to carry out their agendas, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to be distracted because of fairly drastic weather changes one way or another.
Well, you know, as a ham radio operator, I'd like to see the sun get active. We're barely into the new sun cycle, and more days than not, the sun is completely blank. No sunspots.
That's what my research tells me as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because it's true.
But I feel if it isn't, the beginning of the year, mid-year, the end of the year, sometime this year, we will have to pay notice to some major changes.
Mm-hmm. All right. That prediction will be recorded as number 59, and we'll think of you as Ed Jr.
All the best to you, Art.
You take care, and I'll see you later. Oh, my. All right. East of the Rockies, somewhere out there, you're on the air.
Hi, is it Art Bell?
It is, yes.
This is Dusty Wallace from Virginia.
Hey, Dusty.
I'm predicting a major celebrity admits to being abducted.
A major celebrity abducted?
Yes, admits to being abducted. Maybe not this year was abducted, but admits to it.
Hmm. Okay. That would kind of be a new one. Have we really had a lot of... Usually, of course, it's unfortunately mostly children that are abducted.
Well, I mean alien abducted.
Oh! Oh, that kind of abduction.
Yes.
All right, let me specify. That'd be very interesting, actually. Would this major celebrity be back to tell his story or just, gone baby gone?
No. This year, he will come out and say that he was abducted. Maybe not was abducted this year, maybe earlier in their life.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be certainly major news. I would think that a major celebrity would be No, I don't know. Very hesitant to admit something like that publicly.
Okay.
But, you know, you never know. It's a good prediction. It's an interesting prediction. And it's number 60.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. That would be, you know, I've got to say, you guys are getting points for very, very interesting predictions this year for next. And I mean, really interesting. If I go back over them, these are just sort of different this year. And I'm not sure why. Well, last year was certainly influenced by the financial disaster. This year, I think perhaps people are freed up a little bit to think about other things. And I guess that's why it might be happening. But it is pretty cool. First time caller line, you are on the air.
Hey, Art. This is Mark in San Diego.
Hey, Mark.
How you doing? Happy New Year.
I'm fine. Turn your radio off, please.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think is coming in 2010?
Well, I think I have a feeling that Madman Markham is going to reappear, reemerge, and
really?
And you guys will be doing an interview with him.
I would so like to talk to Madman.
Yeah,
Madman was a time traveler, for those of you who are not longtime listeners. And as with, believe it or not, many other time traveler guests that I've had, he disappeared from the face of the earth. Much as we tried to contact him, he is gone, baby, gone. Let me tell you, Madman is gone. So if he were to reappear, particularly with a time travel story, that would be big time news.
Absolutely. I'd love that.
I would too. So Madman, if you're out there, if nothing else, buddy, go to coasttocoastam.com and send me a fast blast or whatever you can do to be in contact. All right. That is prediction number 61, sir. And it's excellent.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Wouldn't that be something if Madman came back and claimed that he did time travel and then he made it back? So far, my concerns about time travel are pretty serious because, well, as I mentioned, most of those who claim to be able to time travel, there was even a PhD who did it, and they're gone. They're just gone. You know, it makes you think. I mean, suddenly gone. And we did some serious investigation trying to find them. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi. Hello. Hung up. Bad timing. Wildcard line, you are on the air. Hello.
Art, this is JJ in Duluth, Minnesota.
Hello, JJ.
Hi. A lot of predictions are kind of like gloom and doom and that kind of thing, and kind of like disasters, but I have one that will actually be kind of one that will be cause for celebration.
Okay, good.
I think that 2010 will finally be the year that we in the United States will get our 51st state.
Really?
Yeah.
And of course, I suppose you imagine that to be Puerto Rico.
Well, either Puerto Rico or maybe, I don't know, D.C. or something. Or don't they want to be a state, too? I don't know.
Well, they want to be. But I think the original idea was for them not to be.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would think Puerto Rico would be more likely, but prediction of a 51st state is a good prediction and entirely possible.
Okay.
All right, it's prediction number 62. Good luck.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Take care. You know, we should establish some kind of prize, seems to me, for somebody who hits something, you know, the real 777 prediction, that kind of deal. What I will tell you is this. If we get somebody who hits something just astronomically, unbelievably, remotely possible and yet hits it, we'll have them on as a guest and explore their mind and see what else they know. I mean, there really are, you know, there are people out there that are capable of doing this kind of thing. Now, how many of them get through on the lines, I don't know. But there are people, you know, very capable of accurate predictions of the future. Okay, let's see. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Art Bell. Gordon calling from Victorville here in the high desert. Listen to you on 960 KIXW.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know my prediction is for the coming year.
Sure.
and that is that something's going to keep that collider from going back online or going online.
Okay, so something stops the collider.
Mm-hmm. One that wants to make the little black holes.
Uh-huh. You are aware, of course, of the stories about somebody from the future sabotaging the collider, right?
I've heard of those stories, yes. So, but
so if there, you know, if there really is time travel, in other words, the future people understand that the collider could be the end of everything if a black hole eats Earth, and they keep sabotaging it. It's actually a legitimate, if somewhat wild, scientific theory out there, and so you never know. So you think, again, something is going to go wrong with the collider and stop it cold.
Yes. That's what I think. That's my prediction for 2010.
All right. Well, it's duly recorded as number 63, and I'll tell you what, if it happens, the theory that's getting stronger out there each time something happens to the collider is going to gain a great deal of credibility. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Art, and have a good Happy New Year.
You too. Take care. All right. Let's see. Let me do East of the Rockies. Your turn. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Art.
Hello.
I was late for a screener. I'm sorry. Hey.
No screener.
No screener. Okay. Anyway, I remember you running the raw there as far as radio is concerned. I kind of have a gut feeling about something here. Is that there's going to be a few more of them emails that kind of are starting to kind of crack the lid on the global warming thing. And what I think is going to happen is some of these are going to start to blow the lid off of it.
Uh-huh.
And basically it's going to come up to my prediction, what it's going to come up to. My prediction is when more of these emails start leaking out, and start, you know, working on this hoax of the global warming thing,
mm-hmm.
that will eventually work towards an indictment of several key people and in the carbon credit scheme, which will probably make Bernie Madoff look like he got caught cheating in a poker game. And I think numero uno, who's going to get indicted on this, is part of the global warming.
Well, you know what? You're really on the edge of this being a political wish.
I'm just going on what is starting to accumulate. Mm. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think there's going to be people will be indicted on the carbon credits.
Do you know, sir, that last year my email address won about $500 million?
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. $500 million.
Hmm.
That's with a B.
Wow.
I've been keeping track. I get these emails every day. Your email entered in a lottery has yielded you $500 million.
Hmm.
You don't get any of those?
Yeah, I wish.
All right. All right. Thank you very much, and take care. I've got your prediction. More of the fraud-type emails about global warming and leading to some sort of action. I'm not kidding about my email address. It may be because I'm a very public person. I don't know. But my email address is just unreasonably lucky. I mean, every day. Every day I win millions and millions of dollars. And if that's not, it's no wonder that Nigeria is relatively broke. They keep giving away all their money. Hey, amazing. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
That was good talking to you. Longtime fan.
What is your first name and where be you?
Jennifer, and I'm from Albuquerque.
Okay, Jennifer.
My prediction is kind of a sad one. It's just a feeling about, I think by this summer, the fish are going to kind of be really disappearing, and we're going to really notice it. And a lot of sushi restaurants will probably start closing up by the summer, and then, which, yeah, it's,
you know, that's an eerie prediction that could certainly come true. They're finding more and more what are called dead spots in the ocean, as you know, and
yeah.
For all these people that think global warming is baloney and pollution is, you know, there are a lot of people, frankly, religious people who think that it's okay to treat the planet any way at all because pretty soon it's all going to end and we're going to get raptured. And so what difference do it, you know, what difference does it
make? That's not right. If you've seen that, the new movie Avatar, it's very environmental. Very cool.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
But I don't need to see it to know what we're doing to our planet.
Right. Well, it takes place on another. Yeah, it takes place on another planet, but it's still it's very incredible movie, and it's just about any environment that any people inhabit. So it's very cool. But yeah, the fish thing, I keep worrying about that because it's my favorite food. But you know. I keep hearing about the oceans and stuff, so, you know.
All right. Well, it's recorded as number 65.
Okay, and great.
I'm not going to really say good luck because if the ocean were truly to begin dying or the process were to accelerate, I don't think we'd be far behind. I really don't think we could exist. We could subsist without the ocean, without life in the ocean. And it is at risk. The green movement, by the way, for those of you who don't do a lot of world travel, is becoming worldwide. It's here in the Philippines. And you see it on TV. You hear people talking about it. Even here in the Philippines, they're beginning to separate trash and do all that kind of stuff. So it's not just in the U.S. Trust me, it's very, very much worldwide. Okay, where to go? Let's make it east of the Rockies. You're on the air. Good morning.
Yes, I'm on the air.
You are indeed.
Okay, my prediction is random events, generators that measure human consciousness.
Yes.
Okay, my prediction is that it's not only humans that it's measuring, it's also measuring the animals.
You know, that's pretty reasonable.
And nobody has ever talked about this, but I believe that when a earthquake is happening or a tsunami is coming, the animals start to leave the area before it hits.
Yeah, that's right.
And I believe that because their hearts are sending out the same messages that a human heart can do.
Very good thinking, sir. Very good thinking.
And I believe that somebody's going to be able to record this. And there are people. I think that you had a guest on last week that did the movie The Voice. Mm-hmm. And but he didn't talk about. I believe that the human and the animal consciousness through the heart is all interconnected.
Boy, I think you're on to a very, very important discovery, I would say. Excellent. It's number 66, and I think you're dead on. I mean, really dead on. I had never for a moment considered that, but maybe it's – let me take a moment out here. I know that a lot of you who are not animal lovers will scoff at this, and I know that the Bible supposedly says that animals don't have souls, but I am convinced in my mind and my heart that animals have souls. Dogs, cats, souls. And so it would make sense that random event generators would be influenced by animals as well as human beings. In fact, perhaps even more so by animals that operate on sensory input that is more sensitive than ours. And so if that's true, that caller hit it right on the mark. And I hope somebody involved in this research considers what was just said on Coast to Coast AM. Good morning, I'm Art Bell.